Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, Rudy Giuliani has announced he's running in the primary, Republican primary for president. He would like to lead these United States. And of course, we know that as a Republican, as a human being, Rudy Giuliani supports the killing of unborn children, even partial birth abortion. Not that that really matters. It just shows how dark his heart is, because all abortion is murder, and so all children are sacred, so we should be against all abortion. But Rudy Giuliani not only is pro-abortion, he even supports the brutal, gruesome, late-term, partial birth abortion. So he's evil. He doesn't know that homosexuality is destructive, and we already have on record here at Bob Enyart Live, the number one largest Christian call-in talk show host on Salem Radio Network, Hugh Hewitt, saying if Rudy is the party's nominee, he will gladly support him. And that's so tragic, right? Because those are the things that supposedly they rally us to oppose the Democratic nominee for. So, but before we talk more about Rudy Giuliani, and also I have some letters I'd like to read. We have our general manager in the studio, Will Duffy. Will, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hey, Bob. Great to be here.
Great to be here. Great to be with you. Will, have you been on the air before?
I don't think so.
This is exciting. The audience gets to meet the famous Will Duffy. You were with me. You and your wife went to Indianapolis with us for the seminar. That was really a blast. All the people were thrilled to meet you guys there. But, Will, we're in the telethon. We've had the best start ever to a Bob Enyart Live telethon. We're at 32% of our goal.
Wow, that's tremendous.
Isn't it tremendous? People were calling in the first day with $1,000 gifts, $500 gifts. The goal is $25,000. We're over $8,000. We desperately need your help to keep Bob Enyart Live on the air broadcasting for another year on this 50,000-watt AM station. So, Will, you grabbed a couple letters out of the BEL mailbag?
Yeah, I did.
Could you share them with us?
All right. The first one comes from Richard from Ontario, Canada. I think that's hockey country up there.
Yeah, you're not only a hockey player, you coach.
I do, and I officiate as well.
Right, and your website is no-goals, nogoals.com.
That's right.
And you're a great hockey coach, and you teach Greek.
Yes, just started that this year, beginning Koine Greek, Biblical Greek.
Koine Greek, so people could better understand the New Testament. Do you use any of that Greek in the hockey lessons?
I don't, not yet.
Not yet, okay. All right, so what do we have?
All right, here we go. Greetings from Canada. I just wanted to thank you so much for your ministry. I'm going to be a father in a month from now. I realize that our child will eventually have to make the decision whether or not to accept Jesus as his personal Savior, but I want to do everything in my power to raise a godly young child. Wow. I have been inspired every time I've heard Bob talk about his sons, and I hope that the To Train Up a Child resource will help me train up my child correctly. Richard.
Wow, isn't that exciting?
That is great.
Praise the Lord. A father dedicating himself to raise his son in the fear and admonition of the Lord even before his child is born. That's exciting. Reminds me that I read Dobson's Train Up a Child? All of a sudden, I forget the name of his book.
Is it Raising Boys?
Raising Boys. This was before you were born. Hard-willed kid? No, what's that? Oh, that's embarrassing. Anyway, his Dare to Discipline, that's the name of it. His classic book, Dare to Discipline, I read before my oldest son, Josiah, was born to get ready. Wow, God is entrusting us with this awesome opportunity and responsibility to raise children. Okay, and you have one more?
Yeah, here we have Oliver from North Carolina. Bob, we need you and thank God for you and for your ministry to the world. Your teaching, both your show and your materials, have strengthened our relationship with the Lord tremendously over the years, and for that I am eternally grateful. I hope all is well with you and all of Bob Enyart Live. My prayers are with you all. Thanks again, Oliver.
Wow. Thank you very much, Will Duffy, for reading those.
Thank you.
So, Will, you're going to get to work right now?
I am.
Okay. All right. Thanks for working behind the scenes so wonderfully. So that's Will Duffy. He's married to Danielle, beautiful young couple. They love the Lord. And Will is just the coolest guy, and he's great on ice skates. You should see him. And it's no wonder he does well as a coach because he's so talented. And to teach Greek. I mean, I am blessed. Am I not? Having a general manager who is young, bright, knows theology, and teaches Greek. Wow. That's pretty cool. All right. So from Ontario, Canada to North Carolina, that's an example from the BEL mailbag, a couple examples of how the message of God's word goes out over the airwaves, on the internet, not only at Denver Bible Church, where I have the honor of pastoring and preaching the sermons, but it goes out beyond the walls of the church through this radio show to thousands in America and even in other countries around the world. And that's exciting. Once in a while, we look at that map of where people are listening to Bob and Yurt Live in the world, and it's exciting. Asia, Europe, and the Middle East, it blows us away, and it's humbling. So our phone number to help us achieve our goal of $25,000, it's a modest goal, and it's vital. It is absolutely vital for Bob and Yurt Live to be able to continue to reach more people that we meet this goal. So the phone number is 1-800-8-N-YART. I hope that you will consider seriously helping us. We will not meet our goal unless we get your help. And if you wait for someone else to help out, the help just may never come. And so we really do need your help. And you could call or go to our website. People have been giving online at KGov. That's KGOV.com. Or by this phone number, 1-800-836-9278. By the way, I'm not only a talk show host, I'm also the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And in that capacity today, I did a funeral service for, let's see, one of our elders. His father-in-law passed away. And what was so neat is a few years ago, our elder and his wife asked me to go meet with her dad because she had witnessed to him for years, but boy, he's a hard case. And we know a lot of people like that, right? Successful, made a lot of money, and just sort of hard. And we went and talked about the things in life that are most important. And of course, their relationships and family and love, the commitment to the good of others. That's what love is all about. And so we talked about those important things, but then the things that are really important, the things that are really important are ultimately the things that enable us to have family and to love one another. That is that God made us in his image and his likeness. And that we have rebelled against God, we sin, that is, we hurt others, we violate God's commands. Just look at the Ten Commandments. Do you bear false witness? Do you lie? Do you steal anything at all? Do you steal? Have you committed adultery even in your heart, with lust in your heart? Do you take the Lord's name in vain? And Jesus pointed out, you know, when you have these thoughts in your heart, you're guilty as though you had done them. And why is that? Because if you covet your neighbor's money, but you haven't stolen it, quite often that means you didn't have the opportunity. Covetousness, lust, is basically, here's what I would do given the opportunity. That's why Jesus took the sins of the heart so very seriously. And so we're in rebellion against God, and God knew that if he allowed all of us into heaven the way we are, we would turn heaven into hell. Wow. From where? Connecticut? Robert from Connecticut just signed up for the telethon, but he didn't just make a pledge. He signed up for our BEL televised classics. Remember the Bob and Yurt Live TV show aired for years around the country in 80 cities from Honolulu to Orlando, Florida? Well, it's back. It's back, not on broadcast TV, but it's back in your living room on your DVD. If you subscribe, you could get either 4 shows a month, 8 shows, or 16 shows a month. Robert signed up for the 16 shows a month. That's $49.99. So that comes down to $3.13 a show for hour-long, really fun programs. I mean, these shows have people in stitches laughing, learning the Bible, learning how to witness to unbelievers. How do you talk to a homosexual to get him to recognize his sin and come to the Lord? They're educational. And you could subscribe, and so you could start watching. It's fun for the whole family. The BEL Televised Classics, just remastered onto DVDs, digitally remastered. And that goes toward the telethon. So what we do, if somebody makes a pledge, let's say, wow, imagine if somebody pledged $100 a month. Then for the telethon purposes, we don't count that as 100 because that wouldn't be quite representative. And we don't know how long. The person might continue the pledge for 5 years. We don't know. Or 6 months, hopefully a year or more. And so we multiply the monthly amount times 10. So if someone were to call and make a $100 a month pledge, that would go down as $1,000 toward our goal of $25,000. Boy, would that be helpful. And so Robert just signed up for the BEL Televised Classics, 16 shows a month for $49.99. We multiply that by 10, and that applies to the telethon as $500. What a great first call to start this day for the telethon. So that might bring us up to a third. One third of our goal of $25,000. I think it does. So if you could call 1-800-836-9278, please, we need your help, or go online, kgov.com. Okay, so Rudy Giuliani hates God. He hates Jesus Christ. His heart is darkened. He's pro-homosexual, pro-evolution, pro, well, think of something bad, and there's a pretty good chance he'll support it. And so he supports what's evil, and he's against what is good and right. So he supports homosexuality, for example, in an aggressive way. And he supports abortion in an aggressive way. And sadly, Hugh Hewitt said, hey, if he's the nominee, he'll support him. And Hugh is the number one Christian call-in talk show host in America on Salem Radio Network. Salem used to be a Christian network. Then it went public. It's now a public company. And of course, they built a Christian radio network, but now it can no longer be Christian because now it's a public company. So now it's mostly non-Christian, and the Christians that are on are like Hugh Hewitt, willing to sell his soul to be a player in the political game. So the fact, you know, they tell us, oh, you got to support George W. Bush because the guy he's running against, he supports homosexual marriage or he supports partial birth abortion. So now what will they say if Rudy Giuliani is the Republican nominee? Oh, you got to vote for him because, you know, well, it's true he supports gay marriage and it's true he supports partial birth abortion, but just think how evil Hillary is. So if that's your standard, if you're willing to do evil, that good might come of it, then where are you no longer willing to compromise? If somebody says, I support killing Jews, then they don't get my support. If somebody says, I support killing Jews, then they don't get my support. And if they say, well, you know, I only support killing a few Jews a year, they don't get my support. And if they say, I support killing unborn children, they don't get my support. And if they say, oh, I only support killing some kids, they don't get my support because all children are sacred. And you do not have the right to authorize anyone to intentionally kill an innocent child. You do that, you are usurping the authority of God. That is humanism. That is moral relativism. And it's destroying the moral fiber of the body of Christ because Christians are growing up, young Christians in our churches, they don't even know what's right or wrong. They don't know what's right or wrong, and it's because our Christian leadership has waffled so often on moral issues that they no longer know what should be legal or not. Pornography? Well, sure, it should be legal. It's free speech, isn't it? Fornication? Sure, it should be legal. Homosexuality? Sure, it should be legal. Adultery? Sure. Well, it might be a sin, but it should be legal. And on and on and on we fight these battles. Because Christians are ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because God has authorized from heaven that sex is only legitimate within marriage. That's it. Only within marriage. And we're ashamed to say that. We don't want to look like throwbacks to a prehistoric time. We want to be with it, even as Christian leaders. So we need to be not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right, so Rudy Giuliani will do what we can to warn Christians in the coming months of how evil he is. And, of course, some will say, oh, well, Hillary is more wicked. And I'm not sure, tell you the truth, how would you determine that? I mean, the pro-homosexual child murderer who gets Christians to support him is more dangerous, more deadly than the pro-homosexual child murderer who is the enemy of the body of Christ. The one who comes along as the friend of the body and he's radically promoting homosexuality and child killing, he's far more dangerous because he comes along as though he's a friend of the conservative Christian right. And he's the enemy. It's the wolf in sheep's clothing that the Lord warned us against. But somebody has to just dangle a Hillary out there, just dangle a Hillary out there, and people will run to the wolf in sheep's clothing. They'll run. Jesus said, I'd rather you be hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. And that's the friend of the conservative Christian who supports homosexuality and abortion. He's the one that Jesus said, I'll spit you out of my mouth. You talk like you support conservative Christian values and you're a wolf in sheep's clothing. I'd rather you be flat out the enemy. I'd rather you just say, hey, the truth is I hate God and I like killing kids. Just say that. And then you'll have less wrath from God than when you try to deceive the Christians in the body. Whoa, we just got a call from Marilyn from Denver. Thank you, Marilyn. Guess what she just subscribed to? The 16 BEL Televised Classics per month at $49.99. That means that's $1,000 toward the telethon. Wow. No, I said that's today. $500 from, where's the other one from? $500 from Connecticut and $500 from Colorado. That's wow. Because when we get a monthly subscription or pledge, we multiply that by 10. So thank you, Marilyn, so very much. Boy, am I thrilled. That's exciting, and I hope you enjoy those TV shows. They're so funny. So people who used to watch the TV show, you know, now's the opportunity. People have asked me for years, Bob, we want to see those shows. And they were on a format that we couldn't share them with people because they were studio quality tapes, 3/4-inch tapes, real big monsters. They look like dinosaur tapes. And so, in fact, Will Duffy went all over the internet and got these ancient Sony 3/4-inch decks. They're commercial use. So normally only TV stations use these decks. And so we're using them now to dub these DVD masters. So you can watch the old Bob in Your Life TV show just as though it were on and running today in your home. Just subscribe to 4 shows a month for $24.99 or 8 shows a month. 8 shows a month for $34.99 or 16 shows a month for $49.99. Okay. So Rudy Giuliani, really bad. Really bad, really bad. All right. Now let's go to a couple emails. I asked Will to read those emails. It's a bit embarrassing, you know, to do a telethon and to read where people say, oh, Bob, the show's so great and thank you. It's just embarrassing. It's bragging. And it's awkward, and I don't have a co-host, so it's harder to let people know the good results of this program. So typically, we get thousands of emails and letters over the years, and you know the vast majority we never mention on the air, but during this telethon, we thought it's more important to let people know. But I could read some letters that are not, you know, not like that. They're just other letters. So here, for example. Dear Bob, this is from Brett R. Dear Bob, I find little to ever disagree with you about and have strengthened my resolve to speak out about the murder called abortion. Okay, this is pretty cool. This is from January this year. I have been sending out abortion/immigration blurbs to internet forums and blogs, And I find that just the abortion topic gets me thrown off the site quite often. But webmasters seem to allow the strategy when I tie abortion to the immigration problem. Now, isn't that interesting? So you have conservatives that naturally are more interested in fighting against illegal immigration than they are against Americans being killed legally. You have illegal immigration with people coming into this country, violating our borders. And then you have American children being murdered. And when we get to heaven, what is God's opinion going to be of the immigration problem? The immigration problem, it is a problem. We have the Bob and Yurt Live, the kgov.com, KGOV immigration solution on the internet. We have it spelled out in detail. And of course, it's a problem, and it's one that we know how to solve. We just need the courage to solve it. But when we get to heaven, God is not going to be angry at America because of the illegal immigration problem. Now, the fact that our abortionists like Planned Parenthood kill the babies of illegal immigrants, they get paid $400 for killing the baby of an illegal immigrant. God will be angry at that, and he will judge us for that. And the fact that we kill our own American babies, boys and girls, God will be angry at that. But he's really not going to have a lot of wrath poured out on America because of our illegal immigration problem. It's an issue. It's a problem. The KGov immigration solution on the internet is the best out there. I challenge anyone to come up with a better immigration solution than we have at kgov.com. But compared to the legalized killing, the legitimized killing of unborn children, it's nothing. It is nothing. It's nothing. Nothing. People desperate to escape dire poverty in Mexico, in south of Mexico, and they come here illegally. And we need to deal with that. But compared to our country legitimizing, declaring legally valid the killing of unborn children, the immigration problem is nothing. But yet, you have countless conservatives who have all the zeal in the world to fight illegal immigration. In fact, they run internet forums and blogs, but they sure don't want to hear about abortion. Oh, they might be pro-life, but come on, give it a break. We got to talk about the immigration problem. All right. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. So this Brett, he says, so I have the strategy. I tie the abortion topic into the issue of immigration. It goes something like this. The root cause of our immigration problem is clear. For years, we in the U.S. and Europe have allowed our governments to blame overpopulation, to identify overpopulation as a major problem. In response, government programs in the 1940s until today have fostered abortion, homosexual union, and discouraged marriage, the removal of sexual stigmas causing STDs. In short, they're doing anything to lessen population growth. Now, 40 years later, we have a population replacement rate, PRR, population replacement rate, which is too low at 2.1, and it's dropping fast. Europe is worse off at 1.6. It is so disturbing that it should be called the American Holocaust. In 40 years, we have murdered 40 million babies, and we wonder why we need to import workers from across the borders. Godless Europe has murdered over 60 million babies, and they think they need to bring in the Islamic workforce. You have inspired me, Bob. Could this be the time of the Gentiles from Scripture? It also seems to fit the Scripture where the people of God put their own children to death. More later. Keep up the good work. Godspeed, Brett R. Pretty neat letter. Thank you, Brett. That's neat. Now, what else do we have here? By the way, the phone number, we've taken in $1,000 today in subscriptions, and they're so very important for the long-term health of Bob and Yurt Live. Now, also, if someone could call in and make a one-time gift right now, of 50, 100, 500, 1,000. Boy, it's so needed here at Bob and Yurt Live to keep us broadcasting on this 50,000-watt AM station, KLTT. Wow, it's the most powerful Christian radio station in the country, and we need your help to underwrite this so we could stay on for the next year. Okay, so what other email did I want to read to you? Let's see, this subject, your radio program with Stu Epperson was fantastic. No, not that one. This one, include me in your list of 1,000 pro-life converts. No, not that one. What the? Oh, here's one from, I don't know who she is, Karate Girl. Karate Girl is her email. Oh, her name is Abby. So she writes, dear Pastor Enyart, pro-choicers see hypocrisy in our pro-life claim that we are concerned about the baby. We say that we are not about controlling women or punishing them for having sex. It's all about the baby. Well, it is about the baby, but Abby says pro-choicers see hypocrisy in that. Huh, I wonder what she's talking about. Let's read this. Then we say it's all about the baby. Then we turn around and allow exceptions for rape and incest. Good point, Abby. Why are rape and incest children different? Because the woman or young woman was victimized in both cases. She didn't choose to be raped, and she didn't choose, as is the usual incest scenario, to be abused by her father, stepfather, uncle, older brother, etc. Therefore, pro-lifers believe in outlawing abortion only for situations where the woman chose to have sex willingly. Thus, it is a reasonable thing for pro-choicers to believe that pro-lifers are concerned about controlling and punishing women's sexuality, not about saving babies. Pro-life hypocrisy feeds their argument. You, Mr. Enyart, are consistent. For you and Mr. Rohrbaugh, oh, that's a nice reference to Brian Rohrbaugh, president of Colorado Right to Life. For you and Mr. Rohrbaugh, it really is about the baby, not about misogyny or controlling women. I hope that made some sense. Thanks for listening, Abby. Abby, it made a lot of sense. And ultimately, we obey God. We obey God and his enduring command, do not murder, do not authorize the killing of the innocent, regardless of what the lure is put in front of us, regardless of what the political bait is. Look at this pragmatic goal. If only we'll compromise on God's command, do not murder, look at all the good we could do. And if Christians are willing to compromise on do not murder, then where will we find anyone who's not willing to compromise on anything? We're out of time. The telethon, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278 or kgov.com. Please check out Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great school, Maranatha.